USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. A landmark Department of Justice report is released into the failings of law enforcement officers who responded to the mass school shooting in Uvalde, Texas in 2022.
Failures in leadership, in tactics, in communications, in training, and in preparedness.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland speaking on the 600-page DOJ report that says the shooting could have been stopped sooner.
33 students and three of their teachers were trapped in a room with an active shooter for over an hour as law enforcement officials remained outside.
A short-term government funding bill has made it and is on the road to pass, both chambers scrambling to pass a funding extension ahead of a partial government shutdown deadline that hits tomorrow. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the spending deal gives lawmakers more time to agree on a longer-term budget. Former President Trump's mother-in-law is being laid to rest. Amalia Now's mother of former First Lady Melania Trump was buried this morning in Palm Beach, Florida. She was 78 when she died. Trump complained Wednesday about the fact his New York trial judge offered little grace for the occasion.
We asked to just delay the trial for one day, and he said, absolutely not. The trial will go on just as it is. You can go to the funeral or you can go to the trial, but you can't do both. I thought it was terrible.
Trump was nearly tossed out of the New York courtroom during his defense against E. Jean Carroll's latest defamation claims. He was heard grumbling witch hunt, and it was rigged loud enough for the jury to hear, which drew contempt from Judge Lewis Kaplan. President Biden says U.S. military strikes against Houthi rebels in Yemen will continue. While speaking to reporters outside the White House Thursday, Biden acknowledged the U.S. and U.K. strikes may not be stopping the Houthis, but the attacks will continue anyway. This follows yesterday's announcement the U.S. is designating the Houthis as a terrorist group. This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
In D.C., during an immigration impeachment hearing in the U.S. House, lawmakers heard from Tammy Nobles, the mother of a woman killed at the hands of an illegal immigrant.
The illegal MS-13 known gay member brutally raped and murdered my daughter by strangling her with a cord and robbed her of $6.
Republicans in Washington are advancing impeachment hearings against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. They assert he's badly mismanaged federal resources at the southern border, perhaps amounting to high crimes and misdemeanors. Writer E. Jean Carroll is wrapping up her testimony, accusing Donald Trump of sexual assault and defamation. She spent the last day and a half on the stand in Manhattan courtroom. Trump's already been found guilty of defamation and liable for sexually abusing Carroll decades ago in a department store dressing room. An appeals court decision is a loss for Apple and anyone who ordered a new Apple Watch. While the tech giant has achieved a workaround fix for an earlier U.S. International Trade Commission ban on Apple Watch products, the Alphabet company now has an appeals court ruling that upholds the ban. Apple had earlier managed to work around the restrictions by importing redesigned versions of the newest Apple Watches under approval from U.S. Customs and Border Protection. This week, though, the appeals court issued a ruling against Apple, keeping with plans to put the original ban in place, even while the issue is decided in the courts, Apple being challenged for allegedly stealing a patent. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Progressive asks, what do a middle school slumber party?
Let's stay up all night.
Yeah!
A sleep-deprived girl. An early morning paper route. And a poorly thrown rolled-up newspaper have in common?
Hey, my window!
They can become a fast-breaking news story.
Sorry, Mr. Thompson.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.